a data-driven methodology for quality-aware code fixing. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. You submit a pull request. The build passes. The tests are green. Everything seems to be working fine. The feature you built does what it's supposed to do, and all that's left is code review. But that should be a breeze, right? Maybe not. A few minutes later, the comments start coming in.
This increases McCabe complexity by 40%.
Hard to follow. What's up with these docs?
There's already a convention for this kind of flow. Why aren't you following it?
Listen, we've got a style guide for a reason.
The nicest thing I can say is that this is not idiomatic.
Womp womp. So it seems like the code you wrote was correct, but what you shipped wasn't good, at least according to your team members. The problem is none of the tools in your IDE flagged any of these issues, and unfortunately none of them will tell you what to write instead. Linters can complain, static analyzers can flag smells, but when it comes to actionable rewrites that preserve functionality while improving quality, you're kinda on your own. You could try a code gen assistant like Copilot or GPT, but that brings its own set of problems. It might give you syntactically valid code, but is it actually better? Does it reduce complexity, improve readability? Does it align with your team's style or maintainability goals? More often than not, you're left guessing. And even if it feels cleaner, there's no grounded way to know whether it's measurably better. This is a bottleneck. Right now, we have sophisticated tooling for identifying quality issues, but when it comes to improving code in a quality-aware way, there is no standardized, reliable, assistive system. You either rewrite it yourself, search Stack Overflow, or roll the dice on an LLM. That's what today's paper tries to fix. The authors present a system that makes specific, testable, and measurable code recommendations. Not to help you write code that works, but to help you write code that's better than what's already there. Quality aware, functionally equivalent, syntactically similar, backed by metrics, and ready to drop into production. On today's episode, we'll take a look at what they built and how they built it. We'll start by looking at why today's automated tooling falls short. Then we'll break down the architecture of the new system. You'll learn how the authors constructed a corpus of annotated snippets, how they calculated both functional and syntactic similarity, and how they used clustering to make the system scalable. Let's dive in. If you code for a living, chances are you're already running static analyzers, linters, and maybe even quality gates in your CI pipeline. These tools will tell you what's wrong with a given piece of code. Complexity is too high, duplication detected, documentation missing, cohesion too low, too many outgoing calls, too few tests. What they won't do is lay out the path you should have taken instead. This leaves many teams stuck in a workflow where the identification of quality issues is automated, but the remediation is entirely manual. Engineers are expected to refactor code based on abstract feedback. Some IDEs attempt to fill this gap with quick fix actions or automated refactorings, but these typically operate at the syntactic level. They can rename a variable, extract a method, or inline a local, but they don't understand the broader structural or semantic context. More importantly, they don't optimize for the attributes your team may hold dear, like maintainability, performance, or readability. They optimize for rule compliance instead. But recently, large language models have been proposed as a bridge across this tooling chasm. Models like Codex, Claude, and GPT-4 can suggest alternative code snippets that are functionally similar or even stylistically polished. But their behavior is highly variable. Sometimes the generated code improves readability, sometimes it bloats it. Sometimes they simplify logic, sometimes they hallucinate APIs. The problem is that most LLMs do not incorporate an explicit quality model. They generate code based on surface-level patterns in the training data without evaluating whether the code actually improves complexity metrics or contributes to maintainability or reliability. So while LLMs might be an improvement, they're not a silver bullet. At least not yet. So what's the solution? The authors propose a system that bridges the gap between identifying code quality issues and actually fixing them. It is not a refactoring engine in the traditional sense. It's also not an LLM that generates arbitrary completions. Instead, what they built is a code recommendation engine that returns candidate alternatives that, one, preserve the functional intent of the original snippet, two, improve software quality across one or more metrics, and three, maintain syntactic similarity to reduce integration cost. The system takes a user-provided snippet as input. That snippet is then analyzed using a multi-stage pipeline that produces recommendations drawn from a curated dataset of pre-analyzed snippets. The output is a small list of high-quality code snippets that are functionally equivalent to the original, but objectively better. But what does that mean, better? Well, each snippet in that database has been annotated with a set of static analysis metrics based on the ISO or IEC 25010 software quality framework. These metrics include Halstead complexity, McCabe's cyclomatic complexity, comment density, logical lines of code, and more. All of them are computed using SourceMeter and form the quantitative foundation for what the system considers a better version of the code. To find matches for a given snippet, the pipeline operates at two levels of similarity. The first is functional similarity. This component uses a GPT-based assistant to generate semantic action tags for each snippet. These tags represent what the code is doing, not how it is written. The tags are then normalized using traditional NLP techniques, that's, you know, tokenization, stemming, lemmatization, and stop word removal, and compared using sentence embeddings and set similarity scores. This allows the system to match code snippets even when they are written in different styles or different programming languages, as long as they implement the same logic. The second level is syntactic similarity. Once functionally equivalent candidates are identified, the system uses an AST-based method to calculate how similar each candidate is to the original input in terms of structure. This step uses the PQ-Grams algorithm as a computationally efficient approximation of tree edit distance. By incorporating syntactic similarity into the ranking, the system is able to favor fixes that not only improve quality, but are also easy to drop into place with minimal rewrites. These two similarity mechanisms are combined through clustering. That is, the dataset is pre-processed into functional clusters to reduce the search space. So when a new input arrives, the system compares it to the centroid of each cluster and then only evaluates members of the most similar cluster. This makes the system fast enough to run interactively without compromising quality or relevance. The entire thing is language agnostic. As long as the underlying dataset contains snippets written in the same language as the input, the model can operate on whatever language you're working in. To validate whether or not their similarity metric actually corresponds to how engineers perceive functional equivalence, the authors ran a structured human evaluation. They recruited developers with experience in at least one of four supported languages: Java, JavaScript, Python, and C++. Each participant went through a three-step web interface. First, they were given an explanation of the task. Then they reported their relative experience levels per language. And third, they were asked to rate the functional similarity between pairs of snippets on a scale from 0 to 100%. Participants could skip any pair they found unclear. The system generated 335 unique snippet pairs, sampled from CodeSearchNet. Notably, the examples presented to each user were tailored to match their expertise. So someone who rated themselves a 3 in Java and a 1 in C++ would see 3 times more Java examples. The selection of examples was also pre-filled using the system's own similarity function to avoid low-value pairs where the snippets were obviously unrelated. When comparing the system's similarity scores to the developers' judgments, the agreement was strong. The results showed statistically significant alignment across multiple correlation metrics. That is, the higher the system ranked a pair of snippets in terms of similarity, the more likely the developers were to agree. Visualizations tell the same story. A histogram of the model's similarity scores is almost indistinguishable from that of the human annotators. A heat map comparing system and user scores shows a clear diagonal density. At this point in the paper, the authors turn to an obvious question. Could a general-purpose large language model do this job just as well. The authors are postulating that no, it can't. But instead of making that claim rhetorically, they build an empirical comparison. They put their new recommendation pipeline head-to-head against the best LLMs available at the time, and they compared every system on syntactic correctness, functional similarity, and quality improvement. They started with a basket of snippets, and then for each snippet, the LLMs were prompted to generate a functionally equivalent replacement that would improve software quality. So, what happened? Well, all the models passed basic syntax checks. GPT-4.0 and Claude 3 produced mostly correct replacements, while Llama 3 was more error-prone. But the critical difference emerged in quality metrics. The author system consistently generated code with better maintainability, lower complexity, and higher documentation quality. So it would appear that while LLMs can generate working code, they do not necessarily reliably improve code quality. From this specific angle, a structured, metric-driven pipeline can still outperform them. The takeaway here is not just that the author system works, it's that it improves real code using real metrics on real examples, and it does so in a way that keeps the developer in the loop. It doesn't hallucinate functionality, it doesn't invent abstractions that weren't in the original, it simply asks, what if you wrote this same code, but better? If you want to dive into the exact before and after code comparisons, the structure of the similarity scoring pipeline, or how the PQGrams algorithm was used to approximate syntactic distance, you'll find all of that in the full paper. You'll also see the side-by-side quality metrics and the syntactic similarity breakdowns. It's worth downloading the PDF if you're building or evaluating code suggestion tools, especially ones that claim to be quality aware. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.